So we have a medrash. Vayehi b'shalach parasam. Chazal understand in the medrash, vayehi is a lashon vay. Atzaaka. Somebody's crying out, somebody's screaming something. And according to one day in medrash, vayehi is going on Moshe. What's Moshe crying about? Medrash says, gives a mashal of a person who's crying and they say, Mipnei ma'ata baicha, why do you cry? Amar lahem, baicha ani sheis yagati lahaitzia ve'eni ba'im aluchupasa. Says, so the reply is, I'm crying because I worked hard to free her, but I'm not going to be there by her chuppah. By a certain kala. Kach amar Moshe. So Moshe says, tzayek ani sheis yagati lahaitzia sitzom Mitzrayim. I'm crying because I've worked so hard to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Ve'eini nechnesi mahem la'eretz Yisrael. But I'm not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. L'kach vayihi b'shalach. So here at this moment that Moshe Rabbeinu is taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us that Moshe has a bechiyah, he's crying, why, woe to me that I'm not going to make it into Eretz Yisrael with them after working so hard for them. Question is the timing of this cry. L'chara, the night of Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, 210 years in the making, Simchas Olam HaRasham, Man D'Kashme, why is there any crying b'chlal whatsoever at this time of Yitzias Mitzrayim? This is the time and place for Moshe to be crying. Secondly, we find later in the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu is davening for the Yidden, Mitzrayim on one side, Yam Suf on the other side. He's doing what a Yid should do. And Hashem Yisbarach says to Moshe, Ma titzak ilai, da rel b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Yidden to go. Okay, what's a Yid supposed to do? And the Zohar goes very deep into this inyan of Ma titzak ilai. All the Mefreshim are dealing with the Zohar. Ba'atika talya milsa. It's something which is very susam, comes from a very high makar, from keser, to be specific. Matitza kilai. And thirdly, the Yaakov Rivini brings a medrash. There are many medrashim which come to explain in what chus or bekayach what did the Yamsuf split for Klaisa. And according to one such medrash, bischus mitzvas tzitzis nikra hayamsuf. The Yamsuf split in the schus of the mitzvah of tzitzis. It needs an explanation, obviously. What does tzitzis have to do with kriyas Yamsuf, etc. So let's begin with the following yisoid. The Zera Kodesh, in the beginning of Parshas Shoftim, he explains that there's a musag called shoychad, which is ma'aver einei chachamim, in a very interesting way. He explains that if a person dedicates himself, commits himself to do a very big mitzvah, the Yitzhahara is afraid of that. And the Yitzhahara will try to distract a person who sets his eyes on a very lofty goal, to try to steer him, to veer him in a different direction, even by presenting before him a mitzvah katana so that he shouldn't do a mitzvah gedola. He says, for example, if a person is b'kabal al Torah and he says, I'm going to learn Torah v'asmada, which he says, v'chadayimah mitzvahs gadoilas, like that. So the Yitzhahara is very afraid of that, because the Gemara says that the Yitzhahara melts in front of Talmud Torah. So the Yitzhahara will first try to distract the person with taivas and kavod and kol minei mini da'alma in this world. And if he sees that a person is a serious ben Torah, and he knows what's important in this world and in his life, so he sees that those tricks don't work, he'll present in front of a Ben Torah other mitzvahs to satisfy him, to quench his thirst, that he should think, oh, I did something good for the Ribbono Shel Olam, but really it was a distraction, it was a victory for the Yitzhahara, because he was able to successfully divert this person from a very great goal to something which is only good. But the difference between great and good is a very, very big difference. He calls that shaychad. Shaychad, which is ma'aver einei chacham. That's what he says.
Yeah. Shaychad is...
Shaychad. It's a form of shaychad. very interesting that when we're speaking about mitzvahs gedolos, the fact that a person has a derech, he has to strive for greatness. The Torah alludes to that in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, in the beginning of Torah. It's clear from the Zayir and other Chazal that the tachlis of Adam HaRishon in the Gan Eden was to eat from the Eitz HaChayim.
Tachlis of Adam HaRishon and?
In the Gan Eden was to eat from the Eitz HaChayim. And we say that Adam HaRishon never got to that. That he was eating from the other Atzei HaGan. And Lamaisa, he fell prey to the Nachash, to the Isha, to eat from the Eitz HaDas, Tavara. Instead of striving for what's called Chayim, which is really the Tachlis HaKol, as the pasuk is, "Ve'ein asati lefanecha es ha'chaim v'satoy v'samavis v'sara v'vacharta v'chaim." The Torah says, and the Zohar says, in Chelek Aleph Kuf Chaf Aleph or Kuf Lamed Aleph, that Adam should have eaten from the Eitz HaChaim. Really, every derech leads to the Eitz HaChaim, but on the way to the Eitz HaChaim, there's what's called the Lahat Acher v'Hamisapeches. The Lahat Acher v'Hamisapeches means that which causes bilbulim to a person. That if he sets his eyes on a very lofty goal, so then as soon as he's walking on the Eitz HaChaim, on the derech of the Eitz HaChaim, so there's that lahat acher v'misapeches, which tries to distract him. But anything can be used in the form of distraction. Even mitzvahs katanas, even toiv, can be a distraction for achieving chaim. It's very important for a person to strive for the tachlis and to hold on tight, because as soon as a person commits himself to that, because the Yitzhar is afraid of such a thing, it'll throw anything at a person as a means to distract him. Even the satan, even the midas hadin, will be masked. Even though a person may not say, be roi for, let's say, ruach hakodesh, or to be able to be play yeshuas for people. But if that could be used as a distraction, gazantai. As long as this person doesn't achieve the goal. When it came to Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe from the beginning. Moshe didn't know how it was Klal Yisrael were going to leave Mitzrayim. Achei noy da hadavar, but all the malshinus. Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what's chus? Hashem said, "Behitziach es ha'am in Mitzrayim, tavdu nesalkim ha'ar hazeh." The tachlis is the giving of the Torah, which is called the Eitz HaChaim. And really, Sfiras HaOmer is really a derech Eitz HaChaim in and of itself. But because Moshe had his eye on the Tachlis, and he was informed by Kadosh Baruch Hu from the beginning, that I have a Tachlis in mind, the power of the Tachlis would pull Klal Yisrael out. There was a Ha'ara from Matan Torah, which went all the way down to Yitzias Mitzrayim, without getting at length into the subject, which was able to reel us out of Mitzrayim, and to bring us, to be Makarv us towards that Tachlis, which is the Koyach of Torah, to bring us to Matan Torah. Tavlin Selakim Al Arzah. If a person has his eye on the tachlis itself will be able to bring a person towards that tachlis. Yes, there will be the lahat acher v'misapeches, but a person has to stay strong in that tachlis and eventually will achieve it with siyata d'shma. Here, when we get back to our medrash, which we began with, Moshe Rabbeinu is the man who has his eye on the tachlis. And the Tzohar is very afraid of that. And at this momentous occasion, Moshe taking Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And the final destination would be Matan Torah. And Matan Torah would signify the end of the rulership of Paroi, the Sitra Achra, as Chazal say, Cheres min haluchos, that the Yitzhara was killed when they were given the Torah. Of course, they came back with the Egal Azov, but that's a different sugya. But Al Kol Panim, the fact that Moshe had his eyes, and he knew about Matan Torah, and he was a man with a mission, the Yitzhara was very afraid of Moshe Rabbeinu. And although Moshe was a Navi, and he received Nevuahs for Klal Yisrael, as an individual, he was given here a gift, but as a test. And as a gevaldik nisayon to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is taken b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, al roish simchasi. And here comes the Satan, and he slams him with a, Moshe, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael.
Just like that.
You can imagine what Moshe felt at the time. Like the Chazal bring out, he toiled, he worked, he spent years of his life, the Siris Nefesh, to get them to this occasion, and all of a sudden he gets this Ruach HaKodesh, you're not going to go in. What's the purpose of that now? Did Moshe do an Aveira? No. Why all of a sudden at this time? You know why? Because the Yitzhahara said, I want to give Moshe a gift. I'm giving him Ruach Kodesh. I'm giving him something that he was not able to see. He wasn't able to see perhaps until now that he wasn't going to make it into Eretz Yisrael. Now he sees for the first time and he says, woe to me. And that shook up Moshe, and he needed to be machazik himself in this time to be able to carry through, to persevere, and to continue to bring them out of Mitzrayim and lead them to Eretz Yisrael. Now, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do in response? You find two things. And it's a limit for us. The Torah tells us, Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imay.
Okay. Yeah.
He took the atzmos of Yosef. And the Noam HaMelech says, the atzmos Yosef means that he took chizuk from Yosef. What type of chizuk did Moshe take from Yosef? Yosef himself, he was a tzaddik gomer. He was par excellence. He made his way down to Mitzrayim. He gets into this nisayon with Eishes Potiphar. In Niglas he succeeded, but in Pinyas he did not, because the Gemara says that he was Maitzi Asara Tipin Lavatala, from where comes Asara Harugi Malchus. And Yosef could have thrown in the towel and said, my perfect score, I'm not a tzaddik anymore, what's going to be with me? But he didn't. He was machazik himself and he recovered. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Imo, he was able to build himself up at that moment because of his kesher, which he had to Yosef. The Atzmos Yosef, the bones of Yosef means that you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but he was not able to break. There was an akuda within Yosef which was not able to break, that's called Atzmos Yosef, and that's what Moshe turned to. There's an akuda within me of tzaddik which I will not allow to be overtaken. That's Aleph. Beis is that Moshe Rabbeinu said the following thing. I'm working all this time on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Now I get the big news that I'm not making it in Eretz Yisrael.
Not letting me in. Yeah.
But, since when is it about me? It was never about Moshe. He's not Oymed Almanas L'Kabal Pras. He's Oymed Almanas Shalom L'Kabal Pras. He's not in it for himself. It was never about him to begin with. So in that moment where he heard the news, Moshe not making it in, on the one hand he was machazik himself and he says, I'm going to persevere anyways. Because I'm not going to give up on my mission. But secondly, he said, it was never about me. I'm not working on my own behalf. I'm working for the Bnei Shalom. And this is the dagger which is called Eved. The special shprach. The shprach that the Torah gives. The shprach that Moshe gets in the Torah. Moshe Avdi. Moshe served the Kodesh Baruch Hu as an Eved. And the very first time in the Torah which we find that Moshe is afforded this title of Eved is right here by Kriyas Yam Suf. Vayaminu Bashem
of
Moshe Avdi. Moshe was Neman to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He was called Avdai, because he said at that moment, which is a very important moment in the history of Klal Yisrael, will Moshe continue? Will he not continue? Because the Satan is slamming him. He said, it was never about me, it's about the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's about Klal Yisrael. I'm Ayvid Avanash Shalom Akalpras. So the one who was Mechazik is Yeshus. I'm going to be a tzaddik. That's called Yesh. And on the other hand, he was Mechazik is Inyan of Ayin, of Bittel. And he said, it's not about me. In both ways, he was Mechazik himself. So we see a very big yisoid that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the derech al yitzchayim. He was hit with a lahat acher from misapeches, and he was able to mechazik himself in two ways. Mechazik as yesh, it's atzmos Yosef, and mitzad ayin by reminding himself that he's an eved, achieving that darga. When we go back to our question, which I already started to address, vay Moshe. Moshe is being tzayek vay. Moshe is crying out. He sees that he's not making it to Eretz Yisrael. This was something which was an attempt by the Sitra Achra, by the Yitzhahara, by the Satan, to cause Moshe a yish to not be able to continue. Even though it meant giving him Madrega of Ruach HaKodesh.
No, this gave him the Ruach HaKodesh.
Right.
But he had Ruach HaKodesh before.
He was a Navi to be able to see things for Klal Yisrael. But this is something which is particular to Moshe. This is as Moshe as a Yachid was now had a gift called Ruach HaKodesh, but he had to overcome the Nisayon in order to make a Kinyan on it.
Okay.
And he used that because we find that before Moshe passes away, he has a Ruach HaKodesh that he's able to see into the future to the end of time. Chazal say, Ad Hayam HaAcharein, Ad HaYoyim HaAcharein. And he was able to set things up for Klal Yisrael in ways that because he foresaw, not as a Navi, but as a person who was able to foresee through that gift of Ruach HaKodesh what to do for Klai Yisrael, how to prepare Klai Yisrael until Yom HaAchron, until Mashiach Kumen. But secondly, Chazal said that Moshe Ben was able to see into Eretz Yisrael. He was not to go into Eretz Yisrael, but he was able to see into Eretz Yisrael. That was certainly with a Ruach HaKodesh. But Lani Asaiti, that was a Ruach HaKodesh which was given to him at this time. That because, although he was given the news, he would not make it into Eretz Yisrael, but he still persevered and he continued on, he was given a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Pshara. You won't be able to make it into Eretz Yisrael, but you're able to see into Eretz Yisrael. And that's because of the Ruach HaKodesh that he was able to receive now. That even the Sata was masking Kedavid him, because he will do anything to make sure that the person doesn't reach the Tachlis. This is the whole pshat that the Mishnah says, any person who learns Torah Lishma, Zaychil Dvarim Harbe. The Mishnah goes on to list 48 Kinyanim of Torah. Where does it come from? These are all gifts that even, which is Shaychad, in order to distract the person that he shouldn't learn Torah Lishma, because learning Torah Lishma is so big.
So that's the key.
That's the key. I mean, there's many mitzvahs very big that a person can be Zaychad to things, but sometimes the Yitzhahar is masking to give them. Not as madrigas that a person gets as a madriga, but that a tzaddik gets them, not, but it shouldn't be a distraction for him. He has to continue on his path, but he could use them to bring yeshuas for Klal Yisrael, or Ruach HaKodesh to help people, but he stays on his path, keeps his eye on the target, and continues to move forward. But the fact that Moshe Ben is able to look into Eretz Yisrael, we have a very big toilet from that. That's why I'm saying, the Masha and others, that Avira the Eretz Yisrael Machim, where does that come from? That even the Avi of Eretz Yisrael gives a person Chachma. So he says, and others do, that it came from the re'iyah that Moshe made into Eretz Yisrael. He was able to imbue the Avi of Eretz Yisrael with Chachma. And Lani Asaiti, this comes from this Ruach HaKodesh that Moshe got, that he was going to be able to make in Eretz Yisrael, but he was able to see into Eretz Yisrael. So, we go back to our second question. Ma titzak elai? Moshe Rabbeinu cries out. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, just go. Da'avu b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. The pshat is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe, I already heard your cry. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vai b'shalach paro, he's not going to Eretz Yisrael, and he cried out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that se'aka of Moshe. And he continued on. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma titzak elai, I already heard your cries.
You cry, I heard your thing.
You already succeeded in this Kriyas Yamsa. And with this, we can explain and understand why it is that tzitzis was.
Yeah, what did that have to do
with the Yamsuf? Because the Zohar says that tzitzis is the secret of the tachlis. The Zohar says, tachlis, purpose.
Okay.
It says, hakonof psil tcheles. On the beginning, you have to put tcheles. The Zohar says, tcheles da tachlis. That when a Jew sees the tzitzis, he sees the tcheles, it reminds him of the tachlis. And Chazal make a drasha like that. When a Yid sees the blue tcheles, he thinks about the Yam. And then he thinks about the sky. And then he thinks about the Kisei HaKavod. The Kisei HaKavod is the goal. It's the tachlis. It's our Shairish Neshama. Shuv Yisrael Hashem Elokecha at Kisei HaKavod, Chazal say. But it's also the tachlis of all things. It's to bring the Kisei HaKavod into this world. That Hashem should be melech on that Kisei. So tchelis is tachlis. And the Torah says, Uri isem oisoy uzachartem. That a person has to attach himself and remember always the secret of tachlis, the secret of tchelis. And that, of course, is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because as we see now, it's part of the process. But it's in the parasha of Shema, because Shema is the tachlis. Shema is anechi Shema Lokecha, the Medrash says. The whole tachlis of the velot is to be Megal Yichud Shema Yisbarach. That's how we close our eyes. And when we say Shema Yisrael, because when you're looking at the tachlis, which is Hashem Echad, nothing else exists. You can't be distracted by anything else. That's the secret of tchilas, tachlis, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the goal, that's Kriyas Yamsuf, which leads to Matan Torah. But this is the inyan of tzitzis was karei asaya. That because they had their eye on the tachlis, when you have your eye on the tachlis, even if there are obstacles in your way, very big obstacles, even the midas adin, which says no, but it opens up for you. When you have your eye on the tachlis, everything opens up. That's the inyan of tzitzis. That's right. So, B'derech Remez, we spoke about the Medrash, we spoke about the Chizuk of Moshe, Mitzad Avdai, Mitzad Atzmas Yosef, Yesh and Ayin. So B'derech Gematria, Vayihi B'Shalach, is Gematria Yesh Ayin. Because Moshe had to be Mechazik himself at this moment when he said Vay, an Inyan of Yesh, which is through the Atzmas Yosef, an Inyan of Ayin. Ratzel B'Shov. Now, in Pinim Yisfarim, Yesh and Ayin correspond to Torah and Tefillah. But the Avodah of Yesh, that a person builds him up, is through Torah. There's nothing bigger than the Yeshus of a Talmud Chacham. Torah is called Tushia. The Sfarim say is a Lashon Yesh. It's the Yeshus, the Kedusha. And Tefillah is an inyan of Bittul Takadosh Baruch Hu, the avoid of Ayin. And we have to go back and forth, Ratzel v'Shov, between Yesh and Ayin, between Torah and Tefillah. These are the two big avoidas that a tzaddik emes usually makes his ikker, is through Torah and Tefillah. The back and forth between building himself up and machni himself and about himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So whereas b'derech remez, vayihi b'shalach is gematria yesh ayin, vayihi b'shalach paro es is gematria Torah Tefillah with the koilo. It has to be a koilo of them together. So we have here yesh ayin, Torah and Tefillah. Atzmas Yosef mitzat Torah, and the inyan of Avdai, you know, Avdas is an inyan of Tefillah, mitzat Ayin. The fact that Chazal Ha'im v'Meram is here, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not going to make it there to Israel, but the rest of Klai Yisrael would be able to make it, just to kind of bring out a little bit more what type of an Yisrael this was. You know, every single Jew is Zaychet Achilek in Eretz Yisrael.
Right, but
says,
not Moshe.
But not Moshe. So, Va'amit Kulam Zikim Lo'ilam Yeshu Aretz. Right? Every single year has a chilek in Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe doesn't. And that's what he was shown at this time. Not that they wouldn't make it, not that the Doradea wouldn't make it. That just that Moshe wouldn't make it. So he thought to himself, I must be the lowest Jew possible. Anybody who's even called a Yid is allowed to make it. Maybe not even Bechla Yisrael. But Moshe was under Mikol Adam. He didn't question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was metabolite, and he carried on. And he dies, and he doesn't make it in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas everybody else does. But Amel Kulam Zadikim, Moshe does not. That's what Chazal is saying. Vai, Moshe cried, Vai, I'm not making Eretz Yisrael. They're going to make it in. I'm working so hard, but
I'm not making it.
So we have a remez to the Medrash, because Vayihi b'shalach paro es ha'am is gematria Vayamas sham Moshe eved Hashem. The Moshe died. It's a rumus here in this pasuk. That's the Vai of Moshe, that he's not going to make it Eretz Yisrael. That moment where they didn't make it, he doesn't make it in. But how is Moshe called in his death? Eved Hashem. Vayamas sham Moshe eved Hashem. It was at this time that Moshe displayed that great act of Avdas. It doesn't matter if I'm going to make it or I'm not going to make it. Everybody else will make it. I'm not. I'm a couple left from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Moshe Eved Hashem. Vayihi b'shalach paro es ha'am v'lo yinacham elokim is gematria v'amich kulam tzadikim la'olam yirshu aretz. That they're all going to make it in, but Moshe is not. We learned very important lessons here in terms of what it means to work for the tachlis and the sheikha that a yid gets from having to working on behalf of the tachas, what it means, tzitzis and tchilis, kabbalos amalchus shemayim b'shleimus. Shebezecha to walk on the derech yitzachayim, and to be nene from those fruits.
Beautiful. You gave that already then?